You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.
Good afternoon, traders, and welcome back to the CFRN E-Mini Futures Cast. This is the daily broadcast of indeterminate length, where we discuss all things E-Mini, along with some really big ideas on the finer points of trading gold, bonds, crude, sugar, the euro. Joining us today, Mr. Michael Bork. From our trading desk in Chicago, Mr. Burton Schlichter. Now, to get things started, let's go to our host and founder in Studio A, overlooking South Mountain, America's largest city park. Here's Dwayne.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. Today is Thursday, 13th day of April, 2023. Thanks so much for joining us. Whoever you are, wherever you are, we're just glad to have you right here, right now. We do two live broadcasts every trading day. The first live broadcast is our live training room, 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Eastern. But to get into that broadcast, you have to either be a member or on the 1 week free trial. If you've never taken your 1 week free trial, just go to mytradingiq.com. At the top of the page, there's a button that says free trial. Click that. The journey begins. Now, it doesn't matter what day of the week you choose or even a weekend. Okay. A weekend day, you can go sign up for the trial. No matter when you sign up, you're going to get 5 consecutive trading days where you'll have access to the live training room, the indicators, the platforms, all of the resources that all of our lifetime members have, with one exception, and that's the live workshop, members only workshop, that happens every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. So if you've been on the trial this week and you're now prepared to make a well-informed and intelligent decision as to whether or not you want to become a part of our very vibrant community, your next step is to go here to eminifuturestrading.com. A couple mouse clicks, you become a lifetime member with no recurring fees, no upsells, and no nonsense, which is a good thing. We take a 30-minute break at 11:30 a.m. Eastern, and we come back at 12 noon Eastern for our second broadcast of the day. Now, this broadcast is open to the public. Everybody, everywhere on planet Earth with an internet-connected device. There are two ways to join the afternoon broadcast. The best way, because you only have to do this once, just go to mytradingiq.com, scroll down to where it says afternoon broadcast, click the link, complete the 30-second registration form, and they're done. That's it. Every trading day going forward, you'll get an email about an hour before this broadcast starts. At 12 noon Eastern, all you have to do is click the link in the email, and it will automatically log you into our platform where you will have access to the question box so that you can ask questions and participate in the discussion. On the days you're out of the office, away from the desktop, or just don't even have any questions, but you still want to join the afternoon broadcast live, point your browser to our YouTube channel, which is very easy to remember. You already know the youtube.com part, /CFRN. youtube.com/CFRN. Not only do we broadcast live every trading day on our YouTube channel, but we archive each and every daily broadcast. Currently, there's over 2,200 individual daily episodes archived for your educational and viewing pleasure. And if you're new to the world of CFRN, it's a great way to get to know who we really are. Anybody can say anything today, but what were they saying 6 weeks ago, 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, even more? So you have the freedom to scroll back as far as you want, pick days at random, just listen to little snippets of a few different broadcasts over a span of time. You'll quickly find that there's a thread of connectivity and continuity woven through each and every daily broadcast. YouTube.com/CFRN. Okay, let's open with a word of prayer as we do. Our topic for the last couple days and the next few days to come, a lot of it deals around doubting Thomas. And the question is, are you brave enough to believe? Are you willing to trade your doubts for brave faith? Our scripture today, Luke chapter 9, verses 1 and 2, and I'm reading from the Message translation. Jesus, now remember yesterday, Jesus chose his disciples. And so as we continue in the story, Jesus now called the 12 and gave them authority and power to deal with all the demons and cure diseases. He commissioned them to preach the news of God's kingdom and heal the sick. He said, "Don't load yourselves up with equipment. Keep it simple. You are the equipment. And no luxury inns. Get a modest place and be content there until you leave. If you're not welcomed, leave town. Don't make a scene. Shrug your shoulders and move on." This was a challenging time for the disciples. Our friend Thomas began an up-close and personal observation of the three-year ministry of Jesus. As they began to understand his purpose, they became awakened to their own. Before the apostles impacted the world with the gospel, they first spent time with Jesus to understand the power and authority behind his words and actions. Thomas's relationship with Jesus led to his first temporary mission. These early assignments prepared Thomas for what would later become his life's purpose. On one occasion, Thomas and the apostles encountered a fierce storm on the Sea of Galilee. Meanwhile, Jesus slept in the boat. The disciples, terrified, cried out to Jesus and wondered aloud if he even cared if they drowned. They witnessed his authority as Jesus calmed both their anxious hearts and the storm with a single command: "Peace, be still." He challenged them to continue to place their faith in him. We can't allow the storms of life to disintegrate our faith. Instead, we can choose to surrender to Jesus and trust his authority in our lives. When we encounter disappointment, we may be tempted to pull away from Jesus when what we need most is time with him. Jesus is our source of security, peace, and stability in every circumstance. He is with us when we receive the uninvited diagnosis. He is with us when we wonder how we will pay our mortgage. He is with us when we long for the return of a prodigal child. when we come to him, he doesn't rebuke us, he rebukes the storm. Our proximity to Jesus determines our purpose. Before Jesus sends us out, he calls us to himself. As we choose to remain in close relationship with Jesus, he prepares us and empowers us with authority to fulfill our unique God-given assignments in this generation. Without his authority in our lives, we will become weary, trying to operate in human effort. When we feel weak, he is strong. He sustains us through every storm and strengthens us for kingdom purpose. So here's a question. In what way do you need to more fully surrender and trust God's authority in your life? Join me in a word of prayer. Jesus, thank you that I can always come to you. Help me to stay close to you so I can see and fulfill your purpose for my life. It's in your name that we believe and pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. All right, how about the numbers from around the world? We're going to start here in the U.S. with the cash markets, or the indices, as they're called. Now, the title of today's afternoon broadcast, those of you who are tuned in via YouTube have already seen it. Why do 9 out of 10 new traders fail? Now, that's on my screen right now, and it's always on my screen, and it's been a fact for a very long time, but we're going to delve just a little bit deeper than we typically do into that topic in just a few minutes. But let me give you the numbers first, so we see where we stand from a global perspective. Currently, the Dow up 185 points, the NASDAQ up 173 points. That's 1.5%. The S&P 500 is up 30. The Russell 2000 is up 15, almost 1%. When it comes to trading, you have to remain flexible. Because I'll be honest, when the markets opened last night, my anticipation was for lower prices. And when we go to the charts, you'll see that for a little bit, we did get some lower prices. But then buyers came in and drove us substantially higher. We'll see just how high when we go to the chart. In the commodity basket, crude oil down 63 cents. It's the first down day for crude in 3 days. Trading 82.61 last. Gold, giddy up. $27.40, trading 20.52 last. That's a gain of almost 1.5%. Silver, up 42 cents, trading 25.88 last. That's a gain of over 1.5%, or almost $2,500 per contract traded. In the Asian markets at the close, the Nikkei posted a gain of 74 points. The Shanghai dropped 8. The Hang Seng gained 34. Pretty quiet trade. And in the European markets at the close, the FTSE up 18, the DAX up 25, the CAC up 83. Now for the CAC, that's a gain of over 1%. So we had a mixed day in Asia. It was a green day for the UK. And so far, it is a green Radio Thursday here in the US of A. So again, what I said about remaining flexible, even though in my own mind's eye, I saw the market dropping substantially last night, it didn't. So I had to be prepared to not trade what I think should happen, but what's actually happening. Our strategy and our indicators are not designed to outfox the market or beat the market. The market is our business partner. Our strategy and indicators are designed to give us a clear view of what the market is attempting to do and why, so that we can do the exact same thing long enough to get our goal for the day. Let's take a real quick look at Logic 247. Light week for reasons I explained yesterday and day before. We're in week 245 of Logic 247. That's our 24/7 around the clock e-mini alert service. It includes also crude, gold, silver, and the euro. Since the markets opened this week, we've issued a total of 26 alerts. Not a lot, but we still got day and a half left. Two never triggered, still waiting on two. Now that was as of 7 a.m. this morning. Valerie will update this afternoon and again this evening. So we've had 22 actionable alerts, of which 18 or which 4 or 18% would have been stopped out based on not risking more than $300 per contract per trade, less when possible, based on market structure and a simple three-step process that we teach all of our passport holders in their unlimited one-on-one mentoring sessions. Cardinal rule, you never risk more than the potential profit in the trade. So even if an alert has a potential profit of $1,000 or even $2,000, but you plan to jump out with 2 points, then you don't want to risk more than 2 points. You'll get away with it for a while, but eventually it'll come back and eat you alive. And we don't want that. Over the 245 weeks, we've issued over 13,800 individual handcrafted alerts. And we've averaged 20% or less of the alerts being stopped out based on that risk profile I just gave you. Now, real quick, I'm going to throw up the CTAs from last night. That is our original alert service. Goes back many, many years. Now, these alerts are different. It's not either or. The logic alerts and the CTAs work hand in hand. Now, last night, because I had free tickets to go see this new Christian movie that's premiering here in Phoenix, and when we got there, there was some confusion over our free tickets. Number one, I didn't get to see the movie, and number two, I'm just glad no one was incarcerated. We'll leave it at that. So it was 9:45 when the alerts came out. So what do you do? I warned everybody ahead of time they'd probably be late. First thing you do is make note of where price is at this time. It's always going to be between the long target and the short target. Once you make note on your 30-minute chart of where price is when the report's published, draw a line in the sand at the long target, draw a line in the sand at the short target. If price gets above the 30-minute BBC, that tells you it's attempting to reach the long target. If price gets below the 30-minute BBC, well, it's attempting to reach the short target. It's really that simple. You always look left to spot potential obstacles, whether you're trading long or short. So it's going to be previous swing highs or previous swing lows. And over time, you'll learn how price behaves around a weekly trading zone. We've published the zone since December 14th of 2009. So we have well over a decade of data that tells us how price behaves around a weekly trading zone. Only one of three things happens. 70% of the time it's consolidation, 20% of the time rejection, 10% of the time what we call the slice. Once you've spent time with the zones, they will become one of the most important tools in your trading toolbox. However, you've got to resist the urge to make it more complicated than that. As long as you know which way the wind is blowing, it's pretty simple to reach your goal for the day. So I said the topic of today's show was, why do 9 out of 10 traders fail? I'm going to tell you. Trading is an exciting and potentially lucrative activity, but it is also one of the most challenging and risky. Unfortunately, statistics show that 9 out of 10 new traders will fail. So today, we're going to explore some of the reasons why this is the case and how you can correct it. At the top of the list is a lack of education and preparation. Many new traders enter the market with little to no education or preparation. They may have heard stories of people making a fortune trading stocks or Forex. I mean, your inbox is filled with that nonsense every day. But they haven't taken the time to learn the fundamentals of trading, risk management, or even market analysis. As a result, they are more likely to make mistakes and suffer losses. Number 2, unrealistic expectations. New traders often have unrealistic expectations about what trading can achieve for them. They may believe they can quickly and easily make a fortune without understanding the level of commitment, skill, and discipline required. When reality sets in and the results do not meet their expectations, they become frustrated and discouraged and mostly walk away. Number 3. Lack of a trading plan. Successful trading requires a well-defined trading plan that outlines the trader's goals, strategies, and risk management principles. New traders often enter the market without a clear plan, leading to impulsive and emotional decision-making, which can and usually does result in significant losses. When you become a lifetime member, our 2420 blueprint will help you write both your business plan and your trading plan. 9 out of 10 new traders don't even know they need a business plan or a trading plan, or even understand the difference between the two. Number 4, emotional trading. Let's face it, trading can be an emotional activity. And new traders may struggle to control their emotions when they encounter losses or abnormal volatility. They may become greedy, or fearful, or impulsive, leading to poor decision-making and increased risk. Number 5, lack of discipline. Successful trading requires discipline and consistency. New traders may struggle to maintain a consistent approach to their trading, often chasing after quick profits or deviating from their plan. This lack of discipline can lead to very significant losses. You'll notice we don't change our swing every time we step up to the plate. Whether it's a fast market, a slow market, an up market, a down market, how do we trade it every day? Exactly the same. That's the only way we can put the odds in our favor. And trading is a business based on probabilities. Overtrading. New traders may feel the need to be constantly active in the market. When I first started trading futures, if I didn't have at least 2 hooks in the water at all times, I didn't feel alive. I got over that pretty quick. Overtrading can result in excessive transaction cost and increased risk, as well as a lack of focus and attention on the true high-quality, low-risk trading opportunities. Number 7, risk management is a crucial aspect of successful trading. New traders may fail to implement proper risk management techniques, such as stop losses or position sizing, leading to, again, significant losses. Now, of course, you'll hear people say, well, you know, if I actually put a stop loss on, they're going to run my stop. Trust me, an institutional trader with hundreds of millions and billions of dollars in his account is not going to spend tons of money to move the market to take out your one contract or your 10 contracts. Okay? Unless you're trading more than 50 contracts, the market doesn't even know you exist, for the most part. Number 8, poor money management. Money management is another critical element of successful trading. New traders often fail to manage their money properly, risking too much on individual trades or failing to allocate their funds correctly. Number 9. A lack of patience. Now, we provide you with knowledge and tools. Everything a trader needs, all under one roof, one low price. The one thing we can't give you is patience and self-discipline. We can help you with it during your unlimited one-on-one private mentoring sessions. You really have to reach down deep inside of yourself, because this isn't a weekend junket to Vegas. You're building a business, and that's going to take a lot of patience and a lot of self-discipline. To be a consistently successful trader requires patience and a long-term perspective. New traders become impatient, looking for quick profits, or becoming discouraged when they encounter losses or setbacks. So there's 9 good reasons why 9 out of 10 new traders fail. Successful trading requires education, preparation, discipline, patience, and the ability to manage risk and emotions effectively. These are all things that that our lifetime members have access to via the live training room every day, or their one-on-one mentoring sessions, or their Thursday night workshops, or the around-the-clock support we provide via Telegram. By addressing these issues and developing a well-defined trading plan and approach, new traders can increase their chances of success in the market. I wish I could promise you that the passport would make you the 1 out of 10 versus the 9 out of 10, but I can't. Because even though we're going to provide you with the knowledge and the tools to do the job, I have no control over what you're going to do with that knowledge and with those tools. Are you going to write a business plan? Are you going to write a trading plan? Are you going to actually stick to it? Are you going to ask lots of questions until you fully understand the strategy and how to read the indicators? Are you going to work hard to develop patience and self-discipline? I don't know. What I do know is that if you become a member, you will have all of the support that you need to become the 1 out of 10. But whether or not you actually become the 1 out of 10, that ball is in your court. All right, let's jump to the daily chart. Michael's going to be here pretty shortly. Let's try jumping to the daily chart again. Oh, there we go. Oop, there it is. Okay, I said earlier we've been in a downtrend for over a year now. Low was put in October 13th. The bounce off of that low was put in February 2nd. We had a bearish engulfing candle here, which is one of the most powerful reversal signals in the proper context. Same is true of a bullish engulfing. However, the markets have, you know, I could blame it on any number of things, but I don't want to make excuses. I posed the question, is this a major head fake or not? Yesterday we talked about the fact that Blue and Climbing had gotten directly above price. So the price ran up to Blue and Climbing. It would most likely be resistance, at least the first time up. And boy was it. And look where we closed yesterday. So then we opened last night. We dipped just a bit. And then off we go. And as we speak, we're approaching Blue and Climbing again. Can we overcome it? Can we take out this high, which already took out the high of the bearish engulfing candle? If so, the next spot to look for resistance is at the high of this candle, this one, and then this one. So I don't foresee a race to the top, but we may actually see on this leg up, we haven't had a real retracement. We've had some shallow retracements, okay, but not a deep retracement. And for a big move like we had here, you'll see we had a nice leg, a deep retracement, and then a continuation of the leg fail to take out the previous swing low right here. That's a strong bull candle, but I'm not taking down major head fake question mark just yet. I'm going to let the market prove itself. I'm going to exercise patience and discipline. Now, that doesn't mean I won't trade on smaller time frames, but for a macro view of what's going to happen, what's coming our way. We got a Fed announcement in 3 weeks. Word is it's going to be a quarter point. Then they're going to cool their heels for a while. We'll see. And I need to look and see what type of high impact news we have coming out tomorrow morning. And I've not done that yet. All right. The vertical line on this 30-minute chart. All alerts are based on the 30-minute chart. Okay. Vertical line separates today, Thursday, from yesterday, Wednesday. So the market opened last night, and it did drop. In fact, I was in a mentoring session yesterday afternoon, and we were talking about a drop from 41.16 to 41.14. Obviously, it did that here on the 30-minute, but if you go look on your 10-tick range chart, it actually did it twice or possibly even a third time. Okay, a lot happens inside of a 30-minute candle. We found support at the zone. When price rallies up to a zone, we expect resistance. When price drops to a zone, we expect support. When price rallies up to a zone, see how red and falling turn to blue and climbing? That's your first indication the markets are going to attempt to move higher. Then they have to overcome the green line, the BBC, that stands for bull, bear, cross. Bearish below it, bullish above it. Okay? So what do we do here at this weekly zone? We consolidate for hours. 6 hours. And then in the beginning of the seventh hour, it looks like we made a run right up to the zone where we found what? Resistance. When price finds resistance, it's going to that it can't overcome. It's going to reverse and go look for support. Once it finds support, and institutional buyers are committed, it will then go look for resistance, which it finally found after it hit the target and the zone. We've now overcome that zone. And these three candles right here, this triple top from yesterday, we're about to hit that area. And I'm not put out any alerts on the ES this morning or anything else because, see, you get a triple top here. So that's potentially really good resistance. And then here, and then here, before you get to the zone. So be very careful on the long side. Also note that the step line on this big move up, the step line in blue and climbing are moving in parallel. Now the step line's starting to hook. Once the step line crosses from the left side to the right side of blue and climbing, you're most often going to see a pullback to the BBC, which happens to be right at this weekly zone, 41.36/37. On a typical non-holiday week, zones come out Monday morning, 6:15 a.m. Eastern. We've published the zone since December 14th of 2009. Again, the more time you spend with them, the better you'll understand the importance of them. Okay? They act like magnets. The closer price gets to a zone, the more likely it's going to reach the zone. All right, so we hit the long target on the ES. So once we were above the BBC and had blue and climbing below us, I mean, what a beauty. The market's still trying to climb. Now looking left, that resistance seems pretty powerful. Doesn't mean buyers can't remain committed and overcome it. But I think they're going to get a little weak here, and we're going to see a pullback. We'll check in on it at the end of the broadcast. Michael will be here in about 3 minutes. He's going to give us a recap of what happened in the live training room. Then we're going to trade for 30 minutes live on the TradingView platform. And then after that, I'll recap many markets we haven't yet had a chance to cover. So here's the open last night. We do drop a little lower, but red and falling turns to blue and climbing. We get above the BBC. On the pullback, where does the market find support? The zone, at the zone, at the zone, zone, at the zone. And then we hit the target. Okay? Why was that the target? Previous bearish cross. Okay? See how we struggled here a little bit? Okay? So now, where's our next obstacle to the upside? Oh, I would say a trade from 34.030 up to 34.070. That'd be a pretty good opportunity. That's 40 points at $5 a point. Let me do the math. Russell. Market open, dropped, but just like the other indices, ran into resistance at the zone, pull back, hit it again, the pull back to the BBC holds more often than not, another pull back, more resistance, another pull back, more resistance, we finally break through, and we hit the long target. On the NQ. Market opens here, drops just a bit. Buyers come in, we consolidate along this zone. Price keeps pulling back to the zone, back to the zone, back to the zone. And off we go. When we hit this zone, we get resistance. Knocks us all the way back down to here. We get a running start, we get through the zone, and it takes us right up to the zone overhead. And we hit the target along the way. We've now, after resistance here, here and here, these are 30-minute candles. We've overcome this zone, and we're working our way towards this zone. But notice, the step line is starting to cross. Once that cross happens, step line gets on the right side of blue and climbing. You should be on the lookout for a pullback to the BBC. Over and over, again and again. Does it happen every single time? No. There's very few absolutes in the world of trading. That's something you can pretty much set your watch by. Okay, crude oil. There's a snooze fest. Not much happening. After several big up days in the world of crude, now not so much. Okay, we're below the BBC, we've got red and falling, we're printing a green candle. If we take out the low of this candle, then I would trade this right down to the target and probably even to the zone itself. That is the path of least resistance. Gold. Here's where we open. We attempted higher. Pull back to the BBC. Ran into resistance at the zone. Consolidated. Made a run at the target. Hit it. Consolidated at the target for quite a few hours. And then we got a boost this morning and took us all the way up to a high on the session, 2063. The step line has crossed blue and climbing. We're printing a red candle. What does that tell us? Price is most likely going to drop to the BBC and the weekly trading zone and potentially give us a opportunity for another leg to the upside. Silver. Here's where we open. Go back to the zone, found support. Now remember, these zones were published Tuesday morning at 6:15 a.m. Eastern. Normally they're on Monday morning, but we had a holiday and blah, blah. I already explained all that. Leg and a retracement, leg and a retracement. Bang, we hit the target.
Okay. Am I the only one not seeing Dwayne's charts?
I guess.
Did I just take them back from you? Did I not take them from you?
You haven't taken them from me yet. But I can see them on my monitor. I can see them on the audience view.
Huh. Okay.
Gary says he sees them.
Okay, so then it is just me. Okay.
Yeah, it's just
that's
you.
Good.
And I'm
that's
almost good. Done. On the Euro, okay. Guys, here's where we open. We hit the target. We hit the zone. We're now consolidating at the zone. So go ahead, Michael. Go ahead and pull them right now and see if we can see your charts.
Okay. Hang on. Let me get down to this thing here before I'm too late. There it is. Let me click on that. Click on
thanks,
that.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks, Michael.
There it is. Hey, yes. Thank you, guys. The other guys that had just texted me, too. All right. So now it's not letting me change it.
Okay. Something's happening.
Is it?
Uh-huh. Okay, it says, yeah, waiting to view Michael B. screen.
It just took a minute for it to happen over here.
There you go. Looks good.
All right. Excellent. Ready to roll. Here we go. Good afternoon, everyone. Today is Thursday, the 13th day of April, 2023. If you've not taken a free trial with us, go here to mytradingiq.com and right here, click on this to sign up for your free 5-day training, 9:30 to 11:30. Now, when you do that, you should go in here, download the trading platform of your choice. What you're going to see me show you here are DT Pro charts. That's where I trade. DT Pro. Oh, yeah, maybe some charts too. And the TradingView platform. That is where we chart. Okay, so I get my charts here on TradingView. I also get them on DT Pro. I also have them on NinjaTrader. But I do my trading here on DT Pro. Okay. Now I'll get into the results. Today was another kind of slow day. I mean, the NQ was okay with us, was okay for us, but the other markets, like, we didn't even place a single trade on the ES today. That's unusual. But again, you see, it hasn't been that unusual this week. The markets just this week have been really, well, they haven't been that active. But that said, if you're going to read the spreadsheet, you got to read all the CFTC risk disclosures down at the bottom. Today is the 13th day of April 2023. Made 89 ticks on the NQ. We lost 10 on crude. We made 10 on gold, and we didn't do anything with the ES. Put a zero there. Didn't do anything with the ES. Today took 36 minutes and 5 trades to get to the goal for the day. At that point, we're at $560. We took a total of 10 trades this morning. So on a month now, that puts us at $3,602. That's over 8 trading days, averaging $450 per contract per 2-hour trading day. So I just want to point this out. If I were trading with 4 contracts, well, this is what did happen, trading with 4 contracts, and quitting when I get my goal for the day. I traded about an hour and a half so far this month to get my goal for the day with 4 contracts on. I ended up being $5,070 in profit. Now, with 1 contract on, trading for 16 hours, I ended up with $3,600 in profit. Just pointing out, if you quit when you get your goal for the day and you ramp up with the number of contracts, that's probably the way to go. Okay. So on the year now, we're at $35,755. That's over 70 trading days, averaging $510 per contract per 2-hour trading day. In here, if you quit when you get your goal for the day and you add 1 contract per month, so far this year, you've worked 16.36 hours. Again, that's so far this year, 16.36 hours and average $1,350 per hour. Okay. All right. Now, it is 12:51, so I'm going to be kind of quick about this. The gold today, we didn't have too many gold trades. We had even fewer crude trades. But in gold, we started out with a stop buy right here, minus 10 ticks. It did end up going and doing everything we thought it was going to do, getting up to the prior swing high and then exceeding it. But it stopped us out pretty much to the tick here, a little bit beyond the tick. And then it went up and put in a higher swing, came back down and gave us another one. We did get the goal for the, not the goal, we did get back to break even. We lost 10 on this one and we made 10 on this one. I should have just let it run. That would have gotten us the goal for the day early on. Well, 8 minutes earlier. But then we didn't do anything again with the gold all through here. They changed direction. Some of you guys got this one in here and some of you got these other ones. I didn't do anything else with the gold until the last trade of the day right here. I believe I picked up 10 ticks profit on that one right there. It did eventually get up to that number we were looking for, but I was happy to get out with 10. And that was gold. Now, during the break, it looks like during the break, there was a stop out right here. And if you took it, a stop out right here. Okay, and then it did nothing. That was the gold today. All right, so there wasn't a ton of opportunity on the crude oil. There wasn't a ton of opportunity there either. We took a break-even trade over here, and that eventually eventually get down in this run, down to the number we were looking for. All right, it turned around, started going up, and eventually it got all the way down to it, way over here, it got down to it. Okay, but that was during the break. It started these run-ups right here. I missed this long trade right here. I'm not sure why I missed that one, but I did. Well, that was during trading time. That's probably why. So when we came out of that, I took this long right here and ended up stopping me out, minus 10 ticks. During the break, a couple of shorts right here, one here and one here. I know there's a whole bunch of arrows there, but it would have been one trade for both of those and one trade for all three of those. And then one more trade over here. This one gave a little bit of profit. I don't know if you'd have gotten break even or locked in a little profit on that, but you'd be anticipating the green line is going to get all the way down here into the bottom, into the oversold area. Okay. We didn't place a single trade on the ES today, I don't think. But you can see why. Right here at 9:30, from 9:30 all the way to 10 o'clock, it was just totally sideways. No reason to trade anything. Then we had this move up right here. I didn't want to take the first one because it was a shallow pullback. I wanted to let that go. And then it pulled back again, still kind of a shallow pullback. So I didn't do anything with all of that. Get in here at 10:30. It wasn't coming off really a higher swing right here. So I wasn't that interested in taking this trade. Then it just got totally sideways again. So we had all this sideways, then one leg up, and then all this sideways. And it's still just kind of in that right now. You know, the ES didn't give up much at all today. And the NQ is where the money was today. Okay. Click on this. We'll slide it all the way over here. All the way over here. Still sliding all the way over here. So, in here is where we started out with the NQ, all right? This very first trade, we could have gotten the gold for the day on that first trade, but I managed to only get 8 ticks out of that one, and then 3 more ticks out of this, which we should have gotten the gold for the day. Should have finished off the gold for the day on the second one. Hang on, when it comes back up. Should have finished off the gold for the day on the second one, right here. All right, and what we're looking for were these leg lengths. And you see, it did eventually make that leg length, but it took forever to do. So after this one, we're at plus 11. Then after this one, we went from plus 11 to plus 28. So this is where we got the goal for the day right here. We're at plus 28 after that. Then we had one more tick. We got 29. And then we got into some trades. They should be in here. But then we had two trades that hit the 30 tick. The 30 tick target. One of these, I'm pretty sure one of these was one of them. So there's a trade in here that was just a tick, and then both of these, I think, hit the 30 tick target. All right, both of these right here hit the 30 tick target. Because we went from 29 to 59 to 89. So I think both of these hit the 30 tick target. And then we didn't trade anymore with the NQ. Okay, the markets were just that flat today. I don't know what it's going to be like when we start this thing here in 4 minutes. Hopefully it'll be a little better, but while the European markets were open today, there really isn't much happening. So again, we're just going to trade what's in front of us. I don't see any questions coming in here today, but I wanted to remind everyone that today is Thursday, so there will be a partners meeting tonight, and if you have any questions that you want to go over prior to the partners meeting, we might go over in the partners meeting. Just send them in ahead of time to, you can email support@cfrn.net or support@mytradingiq.com. Send those questions in ahead of time and we'll get to them quick in the meeting. All right. Now it is 12:57, so I'll just say this. If you've not taken the trial with us, go here to mytradingiq.com. Right here is where you sign up for the free 5-day training. All you have to do is click on that and be sent. Well, you have to fill out a little form, and then you'll be sent all the information you need to get into the room in the morning. Now, if you're going to take the trial, you should go here and download the trading platform. What you see me showing in here is TradingView, but what I place the trades on is this right here, DT Pro. Okay, that's what I'm placing my trades on. And what I use for the weekly trading zones and larger time frames is also DT Pro. See, these are the weekly trading zones with the ES right here. And you can see right now the ES is looking to get up to right here, 41.54. I'm not going to be able to show this stuff in just a minute, so let me just cover this all for you right now. This is the gold. And I don't know if you guys remember last week I said by this week. I know I said by Monday, but by this week anyway. I said look for it to drop down. The first reaction is going to be down, and then the next reaction is going to be all the way back up. And this is the circle that I made last week at that time, and you can see we went up into that area today. It's kind of stuck and jammed up in here right now. By the end of the day, I don't know if it's going to make a move because we don't have that much time left by the end of the day, but we'll see if it makes another push up here. I would think it's going to push up here to the midpoint, but it might go all the way down and bounce off the weekly trading zone again. That is the gold. We already did the ES and the gold. Now look at crude oil. Crude, I have a lot of these in here on crude from all the prior action that we've been looking for and looking at. So let me get rid of some of these down here. Okay. There. Get rid of two of them. So in here, I'm looking at the midpoint between these weekly trading zones, which happens to be right here. And then I was looking at the midpoint in the run-up, which brought us to this level right here. So this is where I'm thinking it's going to try to drop down to right now, 82.20. I was looking earlier, I think I was looking for 82.64, I think is what I was looking for earlier. But we're kind of jammed up in the middle of the weekly trading zones right here, right now on the crude, and I don't know where it's going to go from here. The NQ, again, some great volatility today with the NQ. The weekly trading zone above is right here, and it looks like that's probably where it's trying to get to. We're at the midpoint of the zone right now, and it looks like it's pushing down, but I think it's going to try to get back up to this weekly trading zone here. We'll probably try to do 100% retracement all the way back to here. Okay, yesterday, the high of yesterday. That's what I'm thinking. Okay, so that was all on DT Pro. All right. Now, what time is it? It is 1 o'clock, so I got to jump into the live stream right now. If you want to get into the live stream, you go here to tradingview.com, scroll down to upcoming streams, and click on the one right here that says Wednesday. It says Thursday actually on it. Okay, and I'm going to begin that right now over here on this monitor. I have to hit connect on that and refresh on that and close this and share this and share it and start it. All right. Well, hang on. There we go. Okay, so the stream is started now. Now, the good thing about this is that the crude oil is finally starting to make a move, and we might get something out of the crude. The gold and the NQ are both flat, long-term direction. Okay, the ES has got a little bit of bullish movement here on the long-term direction, but it's just barely got a higher swing, so we're going to have to wait and see what happens with that. Now, let's see, I'm going to highlight this and copy it. We'll paste it in a few minutes. All right. So what we're looking for, the rules are you want your long-term direction, which are these outer bands, to be going either up or down. If they're going up like this and the separation between them, your long-term direction is bullish. If they're going down like this and the separation between them, your long-term direction is bearish. That's what you want. And within the long-term direction, what you want to have is price action moving up and down like this. Okay, now it's moved down, so it should move back up and then go down, right? That's what you want. What we want to teach you how to do is take the entry there and the exit here. The entry here and the exit here, right? That's what we want to teach you how to do. Like right now on the ES, I'm sorry, on the NQ, here's the move down, here's the move up. We want to find the entry up here for the move down there. Okay, here on the ES, it went up, down, here's your entry, up here's your exit. Here's another potential entry that we didn't really get much of a higher swing right there for another potential move up. Okay, that's what we're looking for. So anybody that has any questions, you can just type them into any of the boxes. You can type into live chat, live stream, or you can type them into the question box here on GoToWebinar. This morning, we ended up with plus 89 on the NQ, plus 10 on gold, and minus 10 on crude. We didn't trade the ES all morning. Okay. Right now, what we're looking for on the crude oil, we want to see price pull back up into the ribbon or for the black line to get up into the overbought area right here. Okay. We're looking for the same thing over here on the NQ. See the black line up into the overbought or price get into the ribbon or both. Now, in the opposite direction, that's exactly what we have on the ES right now. The long-term direction is bullish. We pull back down into the ribbon, and we're oversold. So there's a little bit of difference on there. The ES and the NQ are going in opposite directions right here. So we'd be buying 51.25 on the ES. All right, and I'll close at 51.25. We're coming off just a little bit higher swing right here, so I wouldn't expect a whole bunch out of this, but it is a valid trade. So here it is, 51.25 is what I just said. I would think it's going to get up here to 55. Okay, now we bump the stop to break even after you get four ticks in profit. So right there, stop to break even. I'm just going to lock in one tick on this. You see the NQ starting to run with it. So now we're going to lock in two ticks on this. And now I like the target even a little higher. That's going to be a new high of the day if we get up there, but it'll be from 51.25 up to 56. So that'd be four and a quarter points, 17 ticks, if it makes it all the way up there. All right, so I'm trailing my stop now. We don't have any risk on the trade, so this is exactly where you want to be. No risk on the trade, and you know, we're going to make money. It's just a matter of how much. Right, the NQ is running up as well. I want to see the NQ get up above this level right here, get up above 51.50. That would be great. All right. And the ES, I want to see that get up above 54. 54 happens to be the high of the day. All right. I don't see any questions in there. Let me go over here and see if there's any questions in here. Don't see any questions in here either right now yet. Okay. So on the crude oil, your long-term direction is bearish. You need that to pull up and get up into the ribbon and possibly give us a short. All right. The ES just needs to get up above 54. I think if we get up above 54, it'll have a pretty quick run. Okay, the high of the day is right there at 54. I'm going to lock in four ticks on this now. Okay, and we're coming up to the high of the day, so that's a good thing. And I think if we penetrate that, we'll have a pretty good run. It hasn't shown anything else really up above what I have for the target there at 56. Here we are at 54. I'm going to lock in another four ticks. So I have eight ticks locked in on this. And I'm actually going to give it a little bit of room right here. I have six ticks locked in on this. if we break through 54 right here, I think it's going to go pretty quick up to this number. Okay, it was pretty quick up to 54 too. So here we go. Let's try it. And so we have six ticks locked in. If we end up with six, we end up with six. Okay. If it doesn't make it through here right now, we don't have a higher swing, so we're not going to be able to jump on the next trade. Okay? It's got to make it through here to give us a higher swing for us to be able to take the follow-up trade. So I'm thinking it's going to do that right now. And the NQ, I don't know if the NQ is at the high of the day. Let me see where that is with respect to the high of the day. Now the NQ is still got, well, 58.50 is the high of the day on the NQ. And we just broke through the high of the day here. So I'm going to lock in eight ticks again. And so now we have eight ticks locked in on this ES trade. And we're in at 51 and a quarter. I think I'll just bump this up one more tick. So that would be a full 5 points if it gets all the way up there to 56 and a quarter. Okay, so we have 2 points locked in and we may get another three here. I don't see any questions coming in anywhere, but here, I'll post this in here. If you have not taken a free trial with us and you are watching, in the live stream, that is how you take the free trial. Okay. So there we're out with that. That was 8 ticks. We just locked in right there, right? So 1 ES 8. Okay. Now I think that is going to go up to what I have it at 56.25, right? The actual number was at 56. So I think it's going to go up to 56 right there. But we did put in a little bit higher swing, so now we're in a good place. If it pulls back, then we'll be able to jump on that again. Okay, for anybody that's watching in the live stream right now, that was our first trade in the live stream. The NQ just about got up to where I wanted it to go for us to consider a trade on the other side. I don't really see anything good over there, though, right now. It is favoring the upside just a little bit, but it's going to have to go up a little bit more and then pull back and give us an opportunity. All right. So I don't see any questions coming in. It is now 1:08. So we have 22 minutes left to this live stream. If anybody is interested, anybody wants to see any symbols, any other equities or any, you know, Forex or anything, you just got to type in what you want to see. Okay. I can't see anything typed in right now. Guess if I refresh my charts right now, then I might see anything that's typed in, because I don't see anything typed in. If I refresh my charts, it's going to actually close this and I'll have to open it back up. We have nothing over here on crude yet. Needs to pull back on crude. We need price to get up here into the ribbon, or we need this black line to get up into the overbought, or both. Both is actually the highest probability trade is going to be both. Okay, that's the highest probability trade. Over here on the gold right now, this is nothing. Okay, this is nothing yet. The NQ is flattening out. We really don't have anything there either. All right, so again, what we're looking for, the long-term direction to be bullish, all right? The black line to not be in the wrong color, and the black line down here in the slingshot to come out of the oversold. That's what gives us the arrow. All right, when you get the arrow, you take the trade, and then you figure out how to exit. All right, every trade has three parts. Every trade has three parts. It's got the entry, the risk management, and the exit. So these are the rules we followed for the entry on that last trade, right? It was with the slingshot, a long trade buy with the slingshot. The black line in the ribbon must be on the bottom. It was. And in the green, or the silver, it was in the green. And the lead black line in the slingshot must cross above the oversold level. That's exactly what happened. So we nailed the entry. Then the risk management, we're on a 7-tick range chart. So it's a 10-tick stop to begin with, which it did, and a trailer to break even after 4 ticks in profit, which I did. So the risk management part, we did exactly right. And the exit. First, look left to see where the prior swing high is for an area of support resistance. Then read the DOM, which I will teach you how to do when you take the trial or you become a partner. Read the DOM and figure out a spot in the DOM, see if it matches up with the prior swing high, and then follow the green line in the slingshot. Okay, that's all right here. You see how we just went all the way up here and hit that target number that we had. So if I had waited a little bit longer, we'd have gotten all that target in there. I actually saw something going on there. Okay, so those are the rules for the trade setup. So right here, the black line was in the silver. It wasn't in the green, but it could be in the silver or the green for a long trade. The long-term direction was bullish. The black line came out of the oversold, went bullish. The green line down here went from the oversold all the way up to the overbought. Now, if you look at just the green line down here, if we look at just the green line, what you anticipate is that it's going to go from overbought to oversold, from oversold to overbought. And when it gets up there into the overbought, it's time for it to pull back and do it all over again. Okay, so that's what we're looking for. Now we're looking for the pullback down to do it all over again. This is what I was talking about when it broke through that prior high of the day right there. When it broke through 54, I was thinking it was going to be a pretty quick move going up. And so now you can look at what's going on in the DOM. You can see it wants to go up to 4160, 4160, 4160 and a half, 4161. Those are good numbers on the upside. On the pullback, once it starts to pull back, it should drop down to 4155. Okay. 4150 deep pullback, but that'll get it back down to here. It seems like a deep pullback. It's not that bad. 4155 would be a good pullback number. And then the numbers on the upside, again, they were another change in a little bit, but 60, 61 on the upside. Those are pretty good numbers right now. Okay. And for anybody that's watching in the live stream, you know, you learn all this stuff once you get involved with us. Get going in the trial and all that. Okay. So right now, yes, feel free to ask any questions or anything like that. All right, over here on the NQ now, we're pulling back a little bit deeper on the NQ. So we may end up getting a trade here on the NQ. We're starting to get the pullback here on the ES, and we're getting a pullback here on crude oil right now. So we're at 114, we're 14 minutes in right now. We may get three more trades here. It's possible we could get three more trades. Okay, this is oversold, so it needs to come out of the oversold on the NQ. This isn't the highest probability trade here, but it is a trade, but it's not your highest probability trade. I like to see it pull back a little bit deeper here. You may want to just wait for a little bit deeper pullback and enter on a deeper pullback, like right in here, what you're getting right now. You know, the actual entry point would have been the up close right here at 65 and a quarter. But what it should do is get up to here to 69.75. So one of the things you want to look at when you enter a trade is what the swing high is at. How much room do you have from your entry point to the swing high? Okay, you want to make sure that you have enough room to get your stop to break even within that space. Okay, so this is a little bit deeper pullback right now that I was thinking would probably be coming. So you could enter in right now if you wanted to. Enter in here on this pullback, all right? Knowing that it's probably going to move up. This is going to come out of the oversold and work its way probably up to here. All right. That's what I'm thinking. Over here right now on the ES, we're looking for this to pull back a little bit deeper. It should get down to 4155. It was a good pullback number on that, is what I was thinking over there. Okay. Let's see. On the NU, I'm looking for a pullback number there, but it's kind of hard to say. This one down at 158 even. Looks like a good pullback number over there. Okay, this is after a direction change like this. I like to have a deeper pullback down toward the ribbon. I said that a whole bunch of times. We didn't get down to 158 yet, but we're pretty close to it. So I'm going to look for an up close on this bar right now. All right, 59 is the bottom. That means 59 is the bottom. That means 63 is going to be the high, the top. So I'm going to put a buy stop limit order on right there at 63.25. Okay, now that's going to go down two ticks because the bottom went down two ticks. So right now we're in the ribbon, so it doesn't matter if it comes out of the oversold because we're in the ribbon. This is going to be a ribbon trade, even if it doesn't come out of the oversold and give us an arrow. Right, it's still going to be a ribbon trade on an up close. And so if the bottom stays at 58.50, then the order stays where it is. And so far, that's the case. Okay, the crude oil got all the way up into the ribbon. You see that right over here? I know I'm watching this one. Okay, so it just triggered us in right here. That is all good. We're triggered in. Now it's automatically going to set my stop at break even plus a tick after I get 8 ticks in profit on this, assuming I get 8 ticks in profit. You'll see my stop is set to minus 20 right now. And after I get 8 ticks in profit, after it hits this number right here, it should bump it up to, well, we'll see. We'll just watch it and see what it does. All right, watch the crude oil over here too. We need to down close on the crude to come out of the overbought on the crude. Okay, never did get up to 50, takes in profit. 48 down to 40 is what you'd be selling there on the crude. Okay. And the NQ is still trying to work itself out here. It should get all the way up here to 69.75. Now I have a 30 tick target on there already. 69.75 is the high of the day, and 30 ticks is 1 point beyond that. So when this gets up here to this number, it should bump my stop up. There it goes, bump my stop up to plus one tick. Okay, so now I can manually trail the stop. Okay, so I can trail in 1 point right here and just leave my 30 tick target on up here and trail my stop as it goes. Okay, so I'm in at 63.25 and I have four ticks locked in. So I could lock in eight, right? There would be eight. And it took me out with four. So I totally anticipate that that's gonna get all the way up here. All right, now the crude oil may not end up being a trade here. I did have a sell stop limit order on over there on the crude, but it didn't trigger. It may not end up being a trade. If this green, the black line right here gets into the green, we're not gonna have a trade there. Okay, so on the NQ, ended up just getting four ticks on that. Okay, and we didn't get a deep enough pullback here on the ES to give us anything. I gotta put the black line back in here, the lead line. Okay. Didn't get a deep enough pullback here to give us anything on that. So that's all we got with that. Right. This should put in a higher swing over here. If it does not put in a higher swing, I'm not interested in any trading over there right now. Okay. And we don't have a trader on the crude, so I'm going to cancel the RA waiting over there. And we still have nothing on the gold. And it is 119. All right, so going back out here to...
The ES just came within three ticks of hitting the next weekly trading zone at 41.60.
Okay. All right. Awesome. 41.60, and that's, well, I had a target up there at 41.60 and 41.61.
There you go. So
that's all good stuff. Okay. So I got a problem here with this. I have too many of these going on all at once. Let me close this one. Okay, that should fix it. Okay. I'm logged into too many places at the same time. That's what my problem was. Okay, so in the live stream right now, I see that things are typed in and nobody's asked for any symbols over there yet, right?
Nope, not yet.
Okay. We ended up with no trade here on crude. We ended up with not a deep enough pullback to get a follow-up trade here on the ES. We ended up with, so far, four ticks here on the NQ. So if the NQ punches in a higher swing and then pulls back, we might get another trade there. If the ES pulls back, we might get another trade there. We're not going to get anything on crude, and we're not going to get anything here on gold. So again, if anybody wants to see anything, anybody wants to watch any market, or just check out a crypto or a stock. The gold's not going to give us anything. So on a stock here, I could just look at Apple. And that, I'm not going to set a tick range because it's $164. I'll do that on a 50 tick range. So every bar is 50 cents with Apple. Okay, and it's got a big move right here. So we're really not getting anything here. And we got the arrow right here that said this was a good place to enter. We never did get the pullback on it though. And that's all of today. I just gave the one arrow right here is a good place to enter here at 63.62. But nothing else since then. So let's look at something else. Bitcoin, look at that. Bitcoin, crypto, look at this one, and that one we are going to look at on a much bigger range, say 1,000 range. Okay, so you can see the arrows in that, we're suggesting long trades in a couple of spots. If we bump that down to a 500 range, then make it a little more defined entries. Yeah, right here. This pullback right here. Did not put in a higher swing, so I wouldn't be taking another one right here, even though it's probably going to give another arrow right now and it'll close at this bar. SOLUSD. SOLUSD. Okay, let me type that in. SOLUSD. Solana. Okay, so this is on a smaller dollar amount. So I'm going to take this down from a 500 to like a 100. Okay, so it was really choppy through here with no real good trades, and it's made a big run up right here, suggesting it should pull back and give you something else. Okay, so it's been pretty choppy. It's not really volatile enough to give a whole bunch of trades. Obviously, you're only getting a couple of bars in here. So the 100 is still too big of a range for that. Let's go to a 20 range on that. Okay, so on a 20 range, you have multiple trades per day. I had just one long trade over here earlier, and it's got another one that's working right now. So what I would look for on Solana is a move up to 25.30. Okay, so Solana had a buy earlier, had a buy at 24.21. I'm going to type again. $24.21. We're into $25.30. And it is going another buy now at, let's say, $24.60. Was it? Right here, 24.68. Okay, let me see how many typos I have on that. Okay, I think I typed it all in correctly. Okay, that's that one. We didn't put in a higher swing error on the NQ, so we don't have another trade there. We need to pull back on the ES to get this down into the oversold or get down into the ribbon. And we don't have anything on crude. So anything else you guys want to look at? That is not a problem. Anything else you guys want to look at? I'd be happy to jump over and look at. So for the solid USD, you know, you'd want your stop to be down below here somewhere. You wouldn't want it to go down much more below that level. All right, with a 20 tick range, I'd probably have a 25 tick stop, maybe a 30 tick stop on this. Okay, so it'd be, we'll say 24.60, you probably have your stop down here at 24.30. And be looking for it to run up here to 25.29, 25.30, right up in that range. Okay, it did put in a higher swing. So this is a nice, the structure of this is really nice. And if you look at, you know, part of yesterday's lesson were the leg lengths. And if you look at the leg lengths, this is the actual length that you're working with. So if it's gonna do that, that leg length would bring it up to 25.66. Okay, if it's going to complete that leg length. The pullback length, this is a deeper pullback than the last pullback, so there's a question about whether it's going to stop right here or not. See, this pullback was on this short pullback right here, and this was a much deeper pullback. So the strength on the upside is weakened, and the strength on the downside is strength.
Check the GoTo chat box. You got a request.
Okay. That is right here. Could I put up the VIX on TV on a 5 minute? Okay. Go to 5 minute and I'll go to all, right? Okay. Here it is on a 5 minute. So on the 5 minute, it's pulled back up, it's seeing the ribbon right now. So the volatility should decrease right now is what it's saying. Okay, and that's about normal for this time. This is what it looks like on a 5 minute. We'll pull back up to test the ribbon, and it's probably going to push down from here. Let's see. Over here, the crude is not convincingly changing directions here. The ES isn't pulled back enough yet to give us a trade, though this is down into the oversold, so it could give an arrow here, and we are still in the same trend. So the ES could give us something. We're not going to have anything on the NQ, but the ES could give us something here. It's potentially, and what it's been doing, if we look at this a little bit bigger picture here, it'd have a leg up, then consolidate, leg up, and then consolidate. So, you know, we could get another leg, another move, just like these last couple they gave us right here. Okay, that seems to be what it's doing right now. All right. You are welcome, Don. Does anybody else have anything they want to look at while we wait? We only have a couple of minutes left. I don't think we're going to get another trade set up. So we're going to end this session with just two trades, plus 8 on the ES and plus 4 on the NQ. It looks like. Put this back to GC. And that is going to be the M contract, and that is going to be on a 7 range. And we got nothing here on the hold. I didn't think we were going to. The only thing even close to giving us a trade setup right now is the ES. And, I'm happy to have gotten a couple of trades, given a little bit of movement that we had. I mean, this whole week has been like that, you know. This spreadsheet, I don't think I'm supposed to show it, but this spreadsheet goes back over 10 years. It's got a daily results going back over 10 years. And this week has been notably slow in the number of trades and the actual profit on the week. Today was our best day of the week, I think. But it's all right. We have some big news tomorrow, just so you guys know. Tomorrow in the morning, the pre-market tomorrow, we have core retail sales and retail sales coming out. And then at 10:15, we have high impact again. Now, I don't know why this is high impact. It used to be high impact a long time ago, and then they made it medium to low impact, and now they put it back to high impact. I don't know why. Hey, that's where we are in the month, in the year, with one contract. That's in the room.
It's the only economic report that you can legally buy before it's released.
For those that
didn't know that.
All right. So right here, the NQ has just gone flat. The ES has also gone flat, and it's 130. So I'm going to say this. One more time, if you have not taken a free trial with us, go here and take the free trial right there. Okay, if you're in here and you're watching in the live stream, you want to take the free trial, you can go there, sign up for it. You get 5 consecutive days in the live training room. Now in the room, we have a lesson plan that we go through every day. Tomorrow is just mostly just trading based on everything we went through this week. So if you sign up for the trial now, you'll be able to start the trial again Monday. You'll be able to get in there tomorrow and continue on Monday throughout next week. Okay, if you want to sign up for the trial, today is a great day to do it. You get an extra day. Again, go to mytradingiq.com to sign up for the trial. All right, we're not going to get another trade in here, so I'm just going to wrap this up for right now and pass it back out to fabulous Phoenix, Arizona. It's Studio A, overlooking South Mountain, America's largest city park. If you are ready, I'll stop the stream now. Okay, stream has ended. All right.
And I'm here. And I'm here.
Almost is.
And now I'll ask you for a recap of the recap of the morning session.
This morning it took 36 minutes and 5 trades to get to $560.
How much?
36 minutes, 5 trades, $560.
Good job. Good job. Okay. All right, guys, we're going to peruse these markets one more time, just real quick. On the euro, still consolidating at the weekly zone. In Q, we're at the zone. We've already traded through the long target. On the Russell, we've hit the target, and now we're just consolidating. Okay. There's a potential for us to make a run up to the swing high of yesterday if we take out this swing high first. Yes. While Michael was trading with you guys on TradingView, I was blessed to be able to take this opportunity, which was sweet. Euro. Cover that. Crude oil. Okay, remember we talked about dropping. I want to take out this swing low and trade it down to the target into the zone. Gold. Got potential resistance overhead. Step line has crossed. We hit this resistance, we could very well see a pullback to the BVC and the zone. On the daily. Now remember, we had a big green candle all the way up to blue and climbing yesterday, but we ended the session red and below the trend line. So, not claiming that's going to happen today, not forecasting it, I'm just making an observation. Silver. Not much has changed. We can get above blue and climbing. We go to challenge these highs. If we can't get above blue and climbing, then see how the step line crossed. Should see a pullback right here. Do or die for silver. The price of silver moves $1, it's worth $5,000 per contract traded. Dow still got one more weekly trading zone overhead. 34,170/75. However, just taking out this high is not enough. You need to take out this high. And then that gives you room, enough room to get your goal for the day. See it. Now, a nice pullback here to blue and climbing that holds would allow us to trade back to this swing high. We get a really deep pullback to the BBC. Then we could trade back up to this swing high. So that's the daily picture. Major head fake or not. Still hangs in the balance. Only time will tell that story. Become a lifetime member. Now remember, the topic of today's broadcast, the afternoon broadcast. Why do 9 out of 10 new traders fail? If you missed it at the beginning of the broadcast, I went through 9 very real reasons. Okay, if you missed it, thanks to the beauty of the internet, you can go to youtube.com/CFRN about an hour after I sign off, and you can listen to those reasons. And hit pause and think about how each one applies to your life, your trading, and are you willing to modify your behavior to remove the obstacles that keep you from being consistently profitable? We can't do that for you. You have to do that for yourself. Other than that, all the knowledge, all the tools, everything a trader needs, all under one roof, one low price. Passport is the all-access pass to everything we do, everything we've ever done, and anything new we do in the future. No upsells, no nonsense. You'll never spend another dime with us when you become a Passport holder. And you'll get an invitation tonight be in the members only workshop. Every Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. We've had a members only workshop every Thursday night since 2008. We recently changed the time from 9 p.m. Eastern to 8 p.m. Eastern. That seems to be working out pretty good for most folks. So we would love to have you join us. Just go here, eminifuturestrading.com. If you have a question, call 949-42-EMINI. You can always email us, support@cfrn.net. That's going to unlock every tool, every resource, unlimited one-on-one private mentoring, 2 hours of live training every day, a strategy that is fluid across all markets and all time frames, stocks, futures, crypto, forex. You'll own the indicator set for life. You'll receive the Logic 247 alerts around the clock. You'll receive the Concierge Trade Alert Report when it's posted each evening. All that and much more. Just go here. eminifuturestrading.com. Let's wrap this session up with our good word for the day. Hold tight. My notes aren't working. Come on, notes. Now we're cooking. Ephesians 3:19. To know Christ's love that surpasses knowledge. Princess Alice was Queen Victoria's daughter. Hang on. All right. Princess Alice was Queen Victoria's daughter when her son contracted an incurable disease called black diphtheria. The doctors quarantined the boy and warned his mother to stay away from him lest she get infected herself. Yet she couldn't. One day she overheard her son whisper to his nurse, "Why doesn't my mother kiss me anymore?" His words melted her heart, and she ran to him, smothering him with kisses. Within a few days, she died and was buried. What could compel a mother to risk her life for her child? That answer is simple. Love. Now guys, my little notes app's not working here. I don't want to leave you hanging. Alright. Let me try something I rarely do. So I don't leave you hanging. I'll open the notes folder that I don't normally use. Working though. No, it isn't. Ah. It's my computer. We'll leave it at that. To know Christ's love surpasses knowledge. If you have a child, you know that you would... I'll always remember my grandmother. Son, because my parents divorced when I was very young. Son, your daddy loves you so much. He would take a bullet for you. Now, you probably think, that's kind of a strange thing for a grandmother to say. Well, my grandfather was the sheriff. I was Opie. And my dad was, well, he was my dad. We'll leave that at that. Okay. But we had a great relationship. We didn't spend as much time together as I wish we had. But he was always there when I needed him. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Whoever you are, wherever you are, may God continue to richly bless you with his mercy and with his grace. And I'll see you at the bell.
Remember this, there is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Dwayne Reeves, his co-hosts, and guests. To learn more about trading e-mini futures or to take a one-week free trial in our live trading room, call 1-866-928-3310. 866-928-3310. Information discussed on this radio program should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed securities broker or financial planner before making any investment decision.